Hello. Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
And do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
Oh, my God, it is awful.
And do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
Yes.
And thank you for taking my call, ma'am. With the following, I would like to ask you, would you say that things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
Wrong track.
And would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Now, politically, do you feel Virginia's primarily a southern state or not?
Yes, primarily a southern state.
And how would you rate Virginia's public school systems? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
And thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Would you say things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Virginia is considering legalizing creation education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on educational costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill? A great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing
at all. Okay. Supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
I'm not familiar enough with it to make comments.
Okay. And given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I can't. I'm not familiar with the terminology enough.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for? Should or should not?
I should.
And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income?
Should.
And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
Yes, should.
Now, in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market during crime and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal, regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement?
Yes. But that'll end up like the lottery. It really didn't get to the schools, but anyway, it's a good soundbite.
Well, if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure, priority, or other preference should or should not be given to Virginia's hemp farmers?
A priority given to Virginia farmers should.
Okay. And with the following, do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
Hell no.
And do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents of their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
No.
And do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
Yes.
And thank you again for your patience. And do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
No.
And now I would like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care and substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There is moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate?
Inadequate.
Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavior health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or is not a priority?
High priority.
And one idea that's been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
I'd have to know more about it.
Well, would you strongly support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
I would support it.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, I would like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support that plan?
More likely.
And it includes $9 million to support mental health patients, transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transportation patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support that plan?
More likely.
The plan has a $15 million to expand mental health services for schools aged students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support that plan?
More likely.
It includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis received centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Say again.
Yes. The following says it includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis received centers and crisis stabilizing units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
But more likely.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you so much for your patience. The plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opiate crisis and support programs to reduce fentanyl poison among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
It also includes funding to strengthen the behavior health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
And thank you again for your patience. Having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would now support or oppose it.
Support.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly support it.
Now, Virginia's public employee have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join a pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right? Should or should not, ma'am?
Should not.
And do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information like home, phone number, address, email to a union organizer?
That should never happen.
And unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than 1.5 of the workers voting for the union before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees. Do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
Should not.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel that public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
I'm sorry, say again the whole thing.
Once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
I don't know how to answer that. I'm sorry.
Okay. And in 2021, a law was passed linked Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resource Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
Repealing the law?
Yes, ma'am. Repealing the law.
I would support repealing the law.
Now, federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation, so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their income higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
I don't know enough about that to answer it either.
Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
depends on where the wind blows, that day, maybe Republican.
Okay. And what is your age? Are you between 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, or older than 65?
Older than 65.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Latina.
Pardon?
Latino.
Okay. And do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
No.
Okay. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Female.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You enjoy your night. Thank you again, ma'am.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.